Hey, everybody. This is Pastor Travis from AOL Church, and I want to thank you for joining us on our podcast. I pray this inspires you, encourages you, and leads you to your next step to connect with God. Enjoy the message.
So we've got to be ready when God, you know, prompts us to do what he does. So even though it's not mandatory, we talked about this very first session, it's not mandatory to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, but it makes it easier to recognize the promptings of the Holy Spirit if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, you know, the very first session we had, I asked you how many were baptized in the Holy Spirit and come down and got on stage, and I asked you to begin to pray in the Spirit. And I said, all right, now who needs the baptism or who wants the baptism in the Holy Spirit? And I think about 17 of you came forward that night. If you did that, would you raise your hand? All right, I see 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven, any more than that? 7. Has it changed your life? Amen. All right. So it's not mandatory, but I believe it's a lot easier to recognize when the Holy Spirit's trying to stir up the gift inside you. Because you're more, can I use the word acquainted with the Holy Spirit? Even though he's inside you, you're kind of more acquainted with the Holy Spirit. So you recognize the prompting that God's trying to get you to do something, move in a certain area. 1 Corinthians 2:14 in the Good News Version says this: whoever does not have the Spirit cannot receive the gifts from God's Spirit. You know, some people really don't understand, and they're nonsense to them because their gifts or value cannot be judged, can only be judged on a spiritual basis. The gift's not meant to be contained to corporate settings, but meant to be ready to release anywhere, anytime God desires. I think I shared last week that Lou Ann had a word of prophecy for a waitress at Abuelo's the other night. And so, you know, I believe that, you know, actually, that more times than all normal, you'll use the gift outside of the church. If you're really getting fluent in God's plan, you'll begin to use the gifts outside of the church. And at a corporate setting, yes. But somehow religion has tried to make it in the charismatic churches to contain it inside the church. But no, you're using your neighborhood, at Walmart, wherever you go. God just will rise something up inside you to give someone a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom or to pray for them with extreme faith. All right? So tonight we're going to be talking about tongues and interpretation of tongues. And this gift is probably, of all the gifts, maybe it's just my personal vent on it, but it's probably the least sought and probably the least used of all the gifts. And the reason I ask Pastor Eddie and Tammy to be here tonight is because this is probably your dominant gift of flowing, right, Pastor Tammy? Y'all flowing the gift of tongues and interpretation more than do any other gift. So that's why I asked them to come and share here in a little bit. All right. Tongues and interpretation of gifts, they link together, but it's not two gifts. It's one gift. We're talking about the vocal gifts now. So what are the vocal gifts? Come on. Huh? And prophecy. All right. So praying in tongues is not the gift of tongues, but rather evidence of being infilled and baptized in the Holy Spirit. In Mark chapter 16, Jesus said this about believers. They should do what? They should lay hands on the sick and what? Maybe they recover? Come on. How many is a believer here? Amen. Did Jesus say pray for them? He said no. He said they shall lay hands on the sick. That's you as a believer. And they, what, hopefully, maybe, if God wills, no. He says they shall recover. They shall recover. And so another thing he says, you know, that they'll cast out demons in his name. Amen. Mark chapter 16. It also says that they will speak with new tongues. All right? I'll tell you what, when I got baptized with the Holy Spirit, I asked my Baptist pastor about that. He said, well, you don't talk like you used to, do you, Ty? And I said, what do you mean? He said, I know you. I knew you. You cuss worse than anybody ever heard of me cuss. You don't cuss no more. You speak in a new tongue. I'm sorry. That's not what the Bible says. That's what Jesus is talking about. Amen? So Praying in tongues is our personal prayer language to worship God and sometimes even release a spiritual song. I got some scriptures here we're going to talk about your gift of tongues. Why do you pray in tongues? And I'm going to show you why we pray in tongues. Every believer should pray in tongues. Jesus prayed in tongues. Paul prayed in tongues. Peter prayed. All the disciples did. Even Jesus' mother prayed in tongues. Now, it's not the gift of tongues. Two different gifts. See, prayer language is your way of communicating with God, your personal way. Why? I don't know. But if Jesus said do it, I think we ought to do it. Amen? 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, he who speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to men. So if you're using the gift of tongue or your prayer language, you're not speaking to men. In your private prayer time, you pray in spirit, you're not speaking to men. It says, but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. You often don't know what you're praying for when you're praying in the spirit. You know, there's been times when I've had extreme pain in my body. And the only way I get that pain to go is praying in the spirit. What I say, I have no clue. I remember when Brandy was growing up, when she'd get sick, she'd come to her mom and says, Mama, pray for me. I've got pain. I've got this, whatever. Brooke did the very same thing. And she said, Lynn, start praying for her for healing. She says, there's no praying that language I don't understand. Why? Because it works better. Amen? It works better. It works better. There's more. I don't know why. You can ask God when you get up there, but it's more powerful praying in the spirit. All right? Romans 8:26-27, this kind of answer. This is amplified. In the same way the Holy Spirit comes to us in our weaknesses, we do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it. But the Spirit knows and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words for our behalf. Verse 27, and he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of Christ, not mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes on behalf of God's people according to God's will. Let me give you a very good example of that. Tammy's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, before Tammy and Eddie met, they was part of our college cowboy rodeo group. Met in our house every Monday night. What did Monday night live in? Every Monday night. And the only married couple in there were Bobby and Eddie's sister, Sammy. And they were both from Muleshoe. And one day at lunch, they sat down. They was going to college there at WT. They sat down at the table there, and so Bobby was going to bless the food. So he started blessing the food in English. And all of a sudden, he started praying in the Spirit. Just out of the clip, just started praying in the Spirit. And Sammy said, Bobby, how can you pray in the Spirit? He said, I don't know. I just had this feeling to pray in the Spirit. And about that time, the telephone rang. It's Bobby's mother on the phone. She said, don't turn on the TV because your father's just been shot, but he's okay. And she said, the strangest thing happened. His father was a deputy sheriff. He was deputy sheriff of Bailey County. He was on a dirt road, saw his car parked beside the road there on this dirt road, pulled up beside him, rolled down his window to see if he's okay. And the guy rolled his window down and pulled up a shotgun, pulled the trigger twice, blowed out his windshield, blowed out the back seat window. Not one pellet hit his dad. And I'm not being precise on this, but Bobby said, when was that, Mom? She said, exactly 12:10, exactly when I was praying in the Spirit. See, the Spirit knows things you don't know. And there's times, you know, I'll be honest with you, I pray a lot more in the Spirit with my heavenly language than I do in English. I'm not a very good prayer in English, but I pray a dog down in tongues now. Come on. I'm in my pickup. I come over here all the way from El Paso, and I prayed 90% of the time in tongues. I don't know why I was praying. I'm just waiting for the manifestation. Amen? Amen. So we don't know how to pray. You know, let me give you an instance. Say so you just feel over somebody you ain't seen in 10 years, and all of a sudden you feel, man, I just feel so overwhelmed to pray for them. And you don't know, they live in Chicago now. You don't know what they need prayer for, probably because they live in Chicago. But But you felt, I never need to pray for them for some reason. You don't have no idea. But the Spirit knows what they're going through. He knows all things. He searches the hearts, the minds. And he'll pray through you if you allow him. But you have to allow him. You can't just keep your mouth shut. You got to allow it. All righty. Third one, Ephesians 6:18 says, praying with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, we all want to put on full armor of God, but it concludes this. Praying with all kinds of prayer. Pastor told about this a while back. And praying with the Spirit. You're encouraged to pray in the Spirit. You do more spiritual battle with praying in the Spirit than do in English. You don't know how to battle demons in the flesh, but the Spirit knows how to pray. All right? Jude 20. I love this one. It says, but you, beloved, who's talking to? You? Are you you? You're you. Build yourself up. Build yourself up. When you get down, build yourself up. How do you build yourself up? Go to the gym? No. It says, build yourself up praying what? In the Spirit. Not in English. In the Spirit. Two different things. All right. Let's move on. Okay, the gift of tongues and interpretation of tongues. Tongues, the gift of tongues in the second sense is a message for the church. Fulfills its purpose only when it's followed by an interpretation. So otherwise, you know, you get up here and you can give a tongue, but it has no meaning unless it's followed by an interpretation. Well, why if somebody gets up and prays in tongues, nobody has an interpretation? Well, I think somebody on the other end missed it. Amen, Miss Tammy? I mean, if you were really inspired to just come out in tongues, now I know sometimes people get overwhelmed in the Spirit maybe like camp meeting, begin to pray in the Spirit there's no interpretation. That's different. But I'm talking about the gift of tongues, the true gift of tongues. All right? The second, and after it's become interpretation, it becomes a form of prophecy. The second form of the gift is much more rare than the first. Paul emphasizes that whoever gives a message in tongues should pray for an interpretation. When you give that message, you should pray for an interpretation so that people can understand and be built up by it. Otherwise, it has no values. Paul writes this, one who speaks in tongues should pray that he may interpret. I think I shared this last week that we had the opportunity several years ago to spend the afternoon in Dr. Oral Roberts' home in California. And he just sat there and just gave us nugget after nugget after nugget. And I wrote several things down that he said. And one thing he said, I never made an important decision unless I prayed in tongues and asked God for an interpretation. He said, when I built ORU, he said, I walked around that land there and I prayed in tongues and asked God to interpret it. So you can pray in tongues. I'll show you later. You can pray in tongues and let God give you an interpretation. I've done that. I've never done it corporately. But I prayed in tongues, and I heard God speak back to me prophetically as I prayed. So that, always pray for that interpretation. Nowhere in the Bible is there a how to do a teaching on the gifts of tongues. Notice that? It just said, here's the gift of tongues and interpretation. There's nowhere it tells you how to do it. The only way you know how to do it is with any other gifts of the Spirit. You can't be taught. You must learn to recognize the voice of God, the Holy Spirit inside you. I can't teach you. I flow a lot, a lot, in a word of knowledge. And over the last 5 years, I've seen hundreds of people healed of all kinds of everything, from blind eyes to being crippled to deafness to everything. And I can't tell you how to do it. I just know when it comes up on the inside of me because I'm acquainted with it. You gotta get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. He's a being inside you. See, I think the church as a whole, we just don't know anything about the Holy Spirit that lives inside us. You always say, oh, well, I have the Holy Spirit living inside me. You don't know anything about him. I don't know enough about him. You don't know enough about him. But it takes time. See, I know a lot about my wife because I spend a lot of time with my wife. I know how to tick her off because I just ticked her off this afternoon. Amen? I know how to get things better with her. I know her. And same thing with the Holy Spirit. He's a person. He's a part of the Trinity, but he's a being. It's God inside you. I don't know why God chose this, but you know, God chose you to be a vessel of the Holy Spirit. And in order to flow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, you got to be acquainted with the Holy Spirit. And most people say, well, I'm filled with the Spirit, but you don't ever have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's someone you can communicate with. He's easy to talk to. You can say, God, you want me to drink a beer today? Holy Spirit, you want me to drink? No, I don't want to drink a beer. He'll talk back to you. How about snort a little dope? Jesus, you want to smoke a little dope with me? No. Oh, how about having sex outside the marriage? No. See, he'll communicate with you if you listen to him. He'll tell you things to come. He'll guide you to all truth. He's got a voice inside you. You got to learn to listen in here, not in here. And we're trying to hear it out here. He's not going to speak to you outside. He may speak to you prophetically outside through somebody else, but he's going to speak to you on the inside. He's going to guide you. You know, if he's got a path for your life, he's got direction for you, if he's got steps for you, he's got to speak to you. He's got to communicate. He's a communicator. God's always been a communicator. That's why he created man, with someone to have, he could communicate with. The Holy Spirit is real inside you. And you got to learn how to recognize the voice. You know, Jesus talked about, I am the good shepherd. It's my voice. You follow my voice. You can hear the voice of God. You just got to learn how to filter it from everything else, because you hear all these other sounds. You can filter all this stuff out. It comes from being in the presence of God. I know that's not what you're supposed to be doing Bible college. But I'm preaching to you tonight, trying to get you acquainted with the Holy Spirit inside you. Because when you begin to be familiar with him, you recognize when he says, hey, that guy over there on that aisle, be there, he's got cancer. He's going to die unless you pray for him. Where'd that come from? God. He knows all things. And you're the only instrument he has. He can put angels down here. But he chose you to be his representative. That's what you are. You're representative of God, of Jesus Christ. When Jesus said, you can do all things I did, why? Because you got the Holy Spirit inside you. He said, I will send you another helper. And you can heal the sick. You can cast out demons. You can raise the dead because he's inside you. You got the very same Holy Spirit that Jesus has. Not downsized. So yet you have to learn to recognize the Holy Spirit speaking to you and allow yourself to express himself through you. See, you're the only thing that can limit God. That's another thing Oral Roberts told me that day, me and Luann. He said, the Holy Spirit inside you, get a hold of this. If you don't get anything else tonight, get a hold of this. The Holy Spirit that lives inside you has no limits. Why? Because God has no limits. All things are possible with God. And here we say, oh, that can't happen. Why? With your flesh, it can't happen. But if you ever get acquainted with the Holy Spirit inside you, he says, I'm big enough, because greater than me is in you than he's in the world. I've already overcame everything. He has no limits, folks. You limit God. He's trying to use you in the gifts of Spirit, and you limit God. God's trying to use you in prophecy, in healings, in miracles, word of knowledge, wisdom, all of it. But you limit God. You say, I can't do that. No, you can't. Right, you can't do it. But he inside you can. Whew. I'm getting excited for camp meeting already. We might just not go home, eh? Okay, the gift of tongues is many times a sign for unbelievers. Many times it will be in a language understood by someone. They're like on the day of Pentecost when many languages were spoken and understood. Remember on the day of Pentecost, they were all baptized in the Holy Spirit. Guess who's in the upper room? Mama. And 119 more mamas and daddies and cousins and uncles and friends and neighbors. And they all got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And here's old Peter, the one that denied Jesus three times. Afraid to speak out, say who he was in Christ. They go out in there in the streets. And the town is filled with people from all around the country, I get very historical with you and tell you about all the different tribes and nations were representing their languages, mixed. It's a big marketplace. And they go out, and they were like drunk in the Holy Ghost. They were speaking in tongues. They just got filled with Spirit, and they were speaking in tongues. And people said, my goodness, he's speaking Ethiopian. My goodness, he's speaking Chinese. My goodness, she's speaking Arabic. And they recognized it was a sign to the unbelievers. And they said that they were amazed. They were amazed at them. It was a sign for unbelievers. You know, I've heard testimonies before of people that they heard a message in tongues and they knew it was their language. I've never done that, but I'm not limiting God to do that. But I've heard missionaries speaking in tongues, and the nation said, hey, he's speaking about Christ. Wow. Isn't that amazing? All right. So many times it's a sign for unbelievers. All right. Both cases. Other time it's an unknown tongue that nobody knows when you give a gift of tongues. You know, we might give one in here tonight. Nobody knows what that tongue is. Maybe somebody here from Taiwan, they say, that's my language. But most time it's an unknown tongue. Both cases require an interpretation. Maybe from one who knows that gift or the one exercising that gift. Interpretation of tongues is a gift that always operates together with a public message given in tongues. You're not going to give an interpretation unless it's been a tongue. So they go hand in hand, always. It's a supernatural ability to understand the message and to proclaim it in a language understood by listeners so that all can be built up. It's not a direct translation. See, when someone gives up and goes off in the tongues there, and the interpreter doesn't say, hey, this word here means this, this word means this, this means this. That's not what it means. It's not a direct interpretation of what was said. Paul says, if anybody speaks in a tongue, let there be only one, only two, or at most three, and each in turn someone interpret. That's 1 Corinthians 14:27. The one who interprets may be the same person who spoke in tongues, or maybe someone else. The message in tongues may be in the form of song. It may be interpreted by someone in interpretation that is self-sung. When that interpretation comes forth, it's kind of prophecy. All right, I'm fixing to slow down here. Forgive me, I know I'm going really, really fast, but I got up about 4:30 this morning, went across the Mexican border there and sorted cattle and got back on this side and drove hard and fast as I could and didn't stop anywhere. Drank me one or two monsters on the way back home. So I'm kind of wound up, all right? Y'all are on 33 and I'm on 78 speed. All right. Okay, here's a little note. Interpretation of tongues is not usually word for word. And I think sometimes that controls somebody. Just say that Pastor Brandy gets up and she goes, and Pastor or JC, he said, man, I just feel like God has an interpretation for me, but just says, be still. She had a long message, but I just feel like, be still. See, it's not going to match word for word for word. It's not the interpretation like, you know, when I go to Africa, they speak several different languages there. And most of the time I have an interpreter. First time I went to Mozambique, I wore out an interpreter the first day. And then they got me a good one. There's, you know, we got Texan and we have American. And they'd heard American, but they never heard Texan before. But it's not word. They try to interpret word for word. And, you know, I can do a little interpretation in Spanish, but, you know, like John can be word by word. But sometimes you can't go word by word by word because words I'm saying here may not be in Spanish, so it's got to be translated a little bit different. See what I'm saying? So we get hung up and say, well, I heard that word in tongue. I feel like I got an interpretation, but it don't match word by word by word. That's not the way it is. You might just have a real short deal in tongue, but you might have a long interpretation. Right, Miss Tammy? You ever had that happen? Amen. All right. All right, here's my closing. It's going to be Miss Tammy's turn. All right. The first thing you need to do in any gift, we'll be talking about the last three next time. And but any gift we talk about, always confirm it in your spirit. And the more you get to flowing in the gifts, it won't take as long to confirm it because you just recognize it's God. I've had things that, you know, God give me a word of knowledge about God healing somebody in a certain area or this, that, and the other, and it just seems so far-fetched. I think this can't be God. I've had some wild, God's have a word of knowledge for some really wild things. I've had some prophetic things that were really wild. I thought, this cannot be God. And so wherever I am, I sit there, and I'm meditating on God. I'm listening to God's voice. I said, God, is this really you, or is this something in my flesh stirring up, or is it something that I have knowledge of? You know, what is this God? But you need to confirm it's God first. And that'll not take a half a service to do that. You'll get where you just do it like this. Because God said, yes, that's me. But then it takes faith to step out sometimes. Because sometimes we're so intimidated. Well, what if I miss it? What if I look like a fool? I'd rather be a fool for Jesus than a fool for the devil. Amen? But after you confirm your spirit, do this. React promptly. Promptly. You know, sometimes somebody give a message in tongue, you feel like, man, I feel something stirring inside me, but, you know, I don't know what if that's God or not. Well, if you feel something stirring, it's probably God. It's probably not something you hate. Probably God telling you, you know, here it is. You may just have to start off and say, God says that it can't mean he's going to be healing people of these diseases right here. See, it takes you got to release it. But just don't sit around until God has to pull years off to get you to say something. All right? All right, Miss Tammy, you got a mic there? Would you all give her a hot mic? Oh. All righty. Anybody got any questions? Yes, sir. Are you swatting flies? Okay. You won the bid right there. All right. Miss Tammy. Everybody know Miss Pastor Tammy Martis from Father's Forge and Toot and Carry?
Well, hello, everybody. Good to see y'all. Pastor Eddie's not feeling good, so he owes me tonight. Well, no, it's good to be here. You know how blessed y'all are as a body, as a house, to have Pastor Ty and Luann to be teaching on the spiritual gifts. And I know Pastor Ty said that this isn't something that he can teach you. It's something that the Spirit reveals to you. But there is a little bit of a practical side to some of this. Operating in interpretation of tongues was the last one of the gifts that I ever thought that I would be operating in until I was, how many of y'all know Scott and Ellen Kuhn? They operate pretty fluently in this gifting, and they came and did a series at our church, and they showed us a few things where I didn't realize, and that's when we started being able to operate in that. It's just like when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit and you come up, you have to talk. You know, and when I first was introduced to that, I thought, I just stood there. Thought, okay, God's just going to zap it on me. But, you know, we have to release our tongue, and we have to speak. So there are some practical things that you have to do in order to operate in some of these gifts. And the interpretation of tongues, when you hear a message given, God may give you maybe one word, maybe two words, maybe a phrase, but you have to immediately, like Pastor Ty said, you have to immediately respond to that and start speaking that out. If you stop and start thinking with your own head, you're going to lose the word. I've done that. You know, he'll give me a few words, and I'll start saying them, then I start thinking, and I have to close my eyes. I can't look at the people, because then I'll start thinking in my own head. I'll see, well, she's got on a cute top, you know, and I'll lose what God gave me. So if you just have one word, two words, start speaking that forth, and don't let your head get in the way, or you'll lose it. So I think that's about all I have, Pastor Ty. I don't have a whole lot. I know the spiritual gifts, you all know how vital, how important they are. They're powerful, gives you power to walk in victory, to walk in abundance. You know, we can get to heaven without these gifts. But it makes living here on earth so much better and so much richer.
Thank you for joining us today. You can stay connected with us through our website, renovelifechurch.org, or follow us on Instagram or Facebook. God bless you and keep you.